News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Later today, a crew of six women, including pop star Katy Perry, will blast off on Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket from the company's launch site in Texas on a 11-minute suborbital flight to the edge of space and back. So is space tourism going to become the holiday of the future? Danielle Wilcox from BlackRock Castle Observatory joins us now. Danielle, what do you make of it all?
To your question that you just asked, I think so. I think this is exactly where our holiday money is going to be spent. And I kind of like that idea of being able to save up a few dollars and then going into space. And I think this is the future. I think this is where we're going. And these are the kind of flights that we're going to see in order to get us there. Because right now, they're very expensive. And they haven't really spoken about how much they've paid to go on these flights. But from what I had looked at before, one seat can cost about $1.25 million. And so that's not the average person's budget. But as these flights continue to happen, that price will decrease. So I could see this becoming something that the average person might be able to do in the future.
I have to say, look, I'm in two minds about this story. There's a bit of me that kind of just finds it all a little kind of nauseating. But then, against that, I sort of think, you know, when we think of space travel, you think Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins, Yuri Gagarin, all that. There's something about the idea of six women taking off into space. That is a good role model, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's really good to have so many different women going into space because the crew is really varied. They all come from different backgrounds. They all have very different professions. And so I think that way there'll be girls, younger girls looking at this going, wow, there's somebody there that's like me that's going and having this opportunity to go into space. And I think that's really a great thing. I think there's a definite difference between a space tourist and an astronaut. And so like when you're mentioning Yuri Gagarin and the Buzz Aldrin and the guys that went on the Apollo missions and things, they're spending a lot more time in space. Like we mentioned, this is an 11-minute flight.
Yeah, fair,
they're going to have 4 minutes of weightlessness. They're not spending, like these astronauts that go to the International Space Station are spending months in space. They're going to have bone loss, bone density loss, muscle loss, things like that. They're not, this crew that's going up now, they're not going to experience any of that sort of thing. So they're going to get the perspective of seeing Earth from far away, but, you know, they're not going, even just talking about distance, they're only going just above the Kármán line, which is about 100 kilometers above Earth. So the Blue Origin flight is going to be at about 109, so they're just making it into space. The International Space Station is 400 kilometers away.
Okay.
So there's a real difference there.
Would you do it?
I think I'm in the boat where I'm like, let a few more billionaires pay to go into space and test those rockets out, make sure the engineering is good, and then I'll go on those flights. Because I think the idea of actually seeing space from so far away would be absolutely incredible. And I think it would be an inspiring and awe-inspiring moment. But strapping yourself to a rocket is a really dangerous thing. And so that's the part I have a hard time wrapping my head around.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. Danielle, thanks indeed for talking to us. Danielle Wilcox there from BlackRock Castle Observatory.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.